奉主耶稣圣名，跟我们一起继续来查考道理。
In Jesus' name, we continue to study the truth together.
我们现在请大家翻开民数记第九章。
Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 9.
民数记 Numbers.
Numbers chapter 9.
我们今天下午呢，来谈怎么样遵照神的吩咐来生活。
And we're going to discuss how to live according to God's commands.
我们早上看到以色列选民他们非常同心一致的望着云彩，听个号声来前进。
This morning we've covered on how the Israelites will walk when they hear the signal of the clouds and the pillar of cloud.
那他们其实能够这样子同心是有一个基础的。
For them to be of one heart and one mind serve as a foundation.
就是我们要从第九章来看，神对他们有一个特殊的吩咐，他们每一个人都愿意遵行。
Yes, from chapter 9, we can see that God had a special instructions and command for them, and they are willing to submit.
他们照着去做的时候呢，他们就能够产生这样的一个同心合意的行为。
Because they're willing to submit and come together, they have the same heart and same mind.
这是关于节日的问题。
And this is concerning the feast.
我们现在看民数记第九章。
Look at Numbers chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这是以色列人出埃及地以后第二年正月，神在西乃的旷野吩咐摩西。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they have come out of the land of Egypt.
第二节这跟第三节是神说的话。
Verse 2 and verse 3 are words spoken by God.
以色列人应当在所定的日期守逾越节，就是本月十四日黄昏的时候，你们要在所定的日期守这节，要按这节的律例典章而守。
Let the children of Israel keep this Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you shall keep it at its appointed time. According to all its rites and ceremonies, you shall keep it.
第四节，于是呢，摩西就吩咐以色列人守逾越节。
Verse 4, so Moses told the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover.
第五节，
Verse 5,
他们就在旷野的西乃的旷野，正月十四日黄昏的时候守逾越节。凡神所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样行了。
Verse 5, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at twilight in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did.
我们读过利未记就知道说，诶，神在旷野的时候给百姓定了几个节期。
When we read Leviticus, we knew that the Lord has set some feasts for the Israelites to keep.
我们聚会的时候也曾经提过有七个节日。
And during service, we mentioned there were seven feasts.
但是在旷野的这一次呢，这个逾越节是神特别吩咐说要守的。
But in this wilderness, particularly, God wanted them to keep this feast.
在各节期哈，在以色列百姓他们的节期里面，只有这一次的逾越节是神特别吩咐摩西要去告诉百姓要守逾越节。
In all the feasts that He told them, this particular feast, God personally told Moses to tell the Israelites to keep it.
照理说，这个律法已经颁布了，神已经跟摩西说了嘛。
By right, this law has been in order, and it already been appointed to Moses.
然后摩西也把它宣告给百姓知道了。
Moses already declared these feasts to the people.
但是现在在第二年的正月这一天，他说神特别吩咐摩西说，要守逾越节，要守这一日，照这个日子。
But in the first month of the second year, God particularly pointed out this feast to Moses for the Israelites to keep.
那这个第九章的时间点应该是接下来第八章，就是把利未人奉献给神，可以在会幕里面办事之后，接下去就是守逾越节。
And this is appointed to the Levites at that particular time that after they kept the feast, they continue.
就是他们先百姓先把利未人献给神了，可以在会幕服侍神，之后才守逾越节啦。是这样吗？就是他们百姓要先把利未人献给神嘛，
So the people offered the Levites to God.
这个是第八章里面，这个利未人在这里，在第八章里面好像祭物献给神哦。
So just like in chapter 8, it talks like they are as sacrifices and they offer to God.
这是圣经里面唯一一次说把人当作祭物献给神的。
This is the only time in the Bible it records that men are considered as a sacrifice being offered to God.
因为神选择利未人代替以色列一切投生的在会幕办事。
Because God chose Levites to represent Israelites to attend to all the matters in the tabernacle.
那因为这个日子，也是其实在西乃山下，他们当时候，领受神的一切律法之后，马上要执行献祭的事情，一定要有这些工人，所以要先把利未人献上去。
These are the things that they need to carry out right after they come out of Egypt and the foot of the mountain that it's appointed to the Levites to carry out these tasks.
好，那接下去神就说要在一月的时候，第二年正月的时候，他说要第十四日的时候要守这个逾越节，按照这个节的律例典章而守。
So on the first month of the second year, on the 14th day of this month, at twilight, they have to keep it at the appointed time.
那表示这个时候神要百姓重新去想一年前的时候他们是怎么样离开埃及的。
The Lord wanted them to reflect a year ago, how did they leave Egypt?
因为这逾越节对他们来说是一个新生命的开始。
Because Passover to them is the beginning of a new life.
这才一年前的事情而已。
This happened just a year ago.
你看今天我们大家是不是还记得一年前发生什么事呢？
Do we remember what happened a year ago?
有时候我们也许忘记了。
Some of us has forgotten.
但是现在我们的时间过得很，时间其实越年纪越大，会觉得越来越快。
We feel like time passes really quickly as we age.
有些事情好像才不久才发生而已啊。
Some things happened just not long ago.
所以其实已经一年过去了。
But then we would feel that it's already been a year.
你看我们的孩子他每一年都长大。
Our children grow up year after year.
现在孩子马上又要放暑假了。
And then very quickly they start their summer holidays.
一放暑假就有很多教会活动开始了。
And once after the summer vacation starts, a lot of church activities will begin.
我们还记得我们去年这个时候我们在做什么吗？
Do you remember what we were doing around the same time last year?
如果那件事情是我们刻骨铭心的，我们已经印象深刻的，我们一定不会忘记。
If there are some things that are deeply rooted in our mind, they're the things that we will not forget.
一年前，以色列百姓才刚刚离开埃及，亲眼看到那个红海分开的大神迹。
One year ago, the Israelites left Egypt and they witnessed the opening of the Red Sea.
所以，其实神特别再一次提醒百姓，要记住他们是怎么被神救赎的。
God once again wants to remind the Israelites how they were redeemed.
要借着守逾越节这个日子呢，来世世代代传送，也去练习在他们生活当中思想神的救赎。
That to keep the Passover had the meaning that they have to pass this on to the next generation and to reflect and ponder on God's preservation.
因为逾越节代表就是新的开始。
Because the Passover represents the start of a new beginning.
这个神特别吩咐要守逾越节，一定很重要，不然神不会特别这样吩咐的了。
God emphasized so much importance on keeping the Passover because he considered it as important.
我们看出埃及记十二章。
Let's look at Exodus.
出埃及记十二章。
Chapter 12.
这是神设立逾越节的经过。
This is the process of how God established the Passover.
然后这代表什么意义？
And what significant meaning it has.
这个意义我们一定要了解。
And we have to understand and know this significant meaning.
出埃及记十二章的内容，那个时候百姓还在埃及地里面。
And the content that happens in chapter 12 is the time where the Israelites still dwell in the land of Egypt.
因为接下去神就要施行第十个灾殃，就是要击杀埃及人的长子。
Because right after that, God will inflict the 10 plagues and to the killing of the firstborn.
神在采取行动之前呢，在第十二章特别晓谕摩西亚伦。
So before God took action, he spoke to Moses and Aaron.
12:2, 你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
This month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year.
那这个就是你看。 1月10号，逾越节那一天，神特别那一年呢，神特别说，这是你们的新年，你们的第一个月。
So God told them on the day of Passover, it is the first year. It's like a new year.
那表示说，你看当时候神跟摩西、亚伦讲话的时候，那时候就是新的开始。接下去，你们现在要以这个月开始，从今天开始，新的计算年日的方法了。
The day and the time that God spoke to Moses and Aaron is the beginning of the first. Month of the year.
所以神给百姓定了一个新的律法。
God established a new calendar for the Israelites.
他说要以这个月为一年之首，然后他说在本月初十日的时候，每个人每个家里哈，按着户家取羊羔一家一只。So
this month shall be the beginning of a first month, and on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb.
哦，所以。 一定是初一月十号还没有到以前，神这样讲嘛，不然过了就不用说了。
So it has to be before the 10th of the month.
好，神就说，那如果第四节一家人太少，吃不了一只羊羔的话，那就要跟隔壁邻舍共取一只，那你们要预备羊羔，要按人数和饭量计算。And
if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the person.
第五节。Verse 5.
那这些羊羔，它特别。
指定了说要无残疾一岁的。These
lambs shall be without blemish, a male of the first year.
好，那他说是绵羊、公羊都可以了。And
you can take it from the sheep or the goats.
好，所以一月十号的时候就要把这只羊准备好。So
on the 10th of the month, they have to prepare the lamb.
好，那你要先准备好说，到时候这只羊要跟哪一些人一起来共享。And
they have to decide who share among the lamb.
一只一岁的公羊羔。 那个肉应该也很多磅哦。A
male of the first year of the lamb would consider quite heavy.
就是肉应该数量蛮多的。So
because the meat will be of large quantity.
一只公羊，如果它的肉，他们说算一算，可能也都把那个血放了这样哈，少说应该也有五六十磅，可能有。
So a lamb, if you drain the blood, it would be around 50 to 60 kilograms, pounds.
那这么多的肉，要先算好说哪些人要一起吃，可以吃得完的。And
they have to calculate how much meat would be shared among the people to consume it.
那这一只羊啊，要留到本月的十四号的时候，在黄昏的时候，以色列百姓。 全会众就把羊宰杀，就是同个时间都把这个羊羔杀了。So
the lamb shall be kept until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation shall kill it at twilight.
就是每个人都在自己的家里面把这个羊宰了啦。Everybody
will slaughter the lamb at their own household.
第七节就说，那每一个各家就取一点血呢，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。And
they shall take some of the blood and pour it on the one. On the two doorposts of on the lintel of the houses where they eat it.
好，那所以呢，这个是当时候神跟摩西所讲的话。These
are the words spoken to Moses from God.
那表示这个逾越节呢，其实标志的就是他们一个新生命的开头。So
the Passover is symbolic that it represents the beginning of a new life.
神要给他们一个新的开始，要一个新的生命。
God wanted to give them a new beginning, a new life.
要给他们一个新的身份,
a new status.
他们本来在埃及是当奴隶的,
they were once slaves in Egypt.
他们本来生活作息的那个形式力呢，是按照埃及人所定的。
And what they do was according to the system in Egypt.
那他们本来是被压制的，他们没有自由，是很苦的。
They were once oppressed. They have no freedom and they were suffering.
但是现在神要给他们一个新的行事历。But
God will give them a new ordinance, a new system.
让他们可以得到自由。That
they can gain freedom.
让他们现在知道，哎，现在他们所服侍的不再是这个埃及人了。That
they have to recognize, now they no longer serve the Egyptians.
他们现在要听的对象，听话对象就是这位天上的神，他们祖宗亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
The one that they should listen to now is the Creator God. and the God of Abraham.
所以他们现在有一个生活方新的生活方式。
They have a new way of life.
这个就是逾越节所标志的，这是新年的开头。
And this is the starting of the Passover, which is the beginning of their new life.
哦，所以我们其实看看旧约，我们就想到新约的教导。
When we look at New Testament, we know the teachings of the Old Testament.
因为旧约只是一个预表啊，它是一个影子啊。
Because Old Testament is just a representation.
这里所标志的就是神要拯救百姓离开为奴之家。
It prefigures that God has delivered Israelites and delivered them.
要让他们得到自由。
To let them gain freedom.
要解救他们啊，要解救。
To save and deliver them.
啊，所以今天我们在基督里面，我们就是被拯救这一群人。
So today in Christ, we are the ones that is being delivered.
所以借着守这个逾越节呢，这个就是神所要百姓洁其的第一个。
So by keeping Passover is the first feast that God wants them to keep.
啊，利未记里面讲，神要他们七个节日，第一个就是逾越节。
So out of all the seven feasts, the first one is Passover.
好，那所以这个逾越节对他们来说，这个就是新生命的开头。
So Passover represents a new beginning of life to them.
对我们来说，今天主耶稣救我们了。
To us, it means the Lord Jesus has saved us.
我们信主之后，其实就一个新的开始。
After we believe in God, we have a new beginning.
哦，所以啊，哥林多后书第五章哈。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
第十七节
verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
这个在基督里面都变成新的，是包括我们的身份、我们的生活方式、我们日常生活的每一件事情，其实都要变成新的。
So in Christ, a new creation means a new life and a new status. In everything we do, it's a new beginning.
旧的事情都过去了。
All the old things has passed.
所以我们现在有一个新的主。
We have a new God.
过去我们可能追求钱财。
In the past, we might pursue after wealth.
我们可能追求享受。
We might pursue after pleasure.
但是在基督里面之后。
But once we're in Christ.
我们的主就变成耶稣基督了。
Our God became Lord Jesus Christ.
我们追求的目标就是要能够能够满足我们这位主的心意，让他可以得到喜乐。
The goal that we pursue is to seek delight to God.
所以我们有一个新的价值观念。
We have a new perspective.
这个就是在基督里面一切变成新的。
That in Christ everything is brand new.
那我们这个生活作息的这个行事历呢，也是照着主耶稣基督告诉我们的。
The things that we do accordingly is what God has instructed us to do.
不会再跟随世界的这个习惯了。
We will not follow the trends of the world.
所以我们现在安排我们的生活，其实要以神的事情为标准。
When we rearrange our life, we have to prioritize God's matters first.
你看我们作息，如果学生家里面有孩子的，那他们的作息基本上就按照学校的行事历在做的。
For those who have children at home, they prioritize and arrange in terms of according to the school system.
那现在学校要放暑假结束。
Now that the school is over.
那我们现在在我们做父母亲可以有这个能力所及，可以安排孩子的活动的时候。
And when the parents are up to the parents to arrange and prioritize the children's activities,
我们就要以神为中心来安排孩子的生活。
We have to prioritize based on being God-centered.
不要再跟着这个社会上的潮流在做。
And not to arrange and prioritize according to the trends of the world.
我们早上的时候已经看到教会在暑假的时候有一系列的学生的活动。
And we can see a series of activities happening at church during the summer.
这是为了要教导，要引领我们这些学生、青年一代呢，能够走在主路上的一些很重要的活动。
This is to guide and lead them so that they can walk on God's path.
不管是学生年会、神学训练，或者是圣乐营的各种活动。
Whether it's SSC or summer camp or all kinds of church-related activities.
或者是志工训练。
Or MVP.
其实都是为了要来 装备我们的青年成为将来神的工人。
This is to equip the youth of our church to be the future workers of God.
所以我们现在行我们的安排孩子的活动，一定要以神的事情为中心。
So when we arrange the activities and plan out the activities of our children, we have to place God as centered.
我们孩子有什么样的我们家庭有什么样的计划，我们有什么假期，这个我们都可以安排。
What kind of plan or arrangement we have at home, we can consider.
但是我们一定要想到神的家，就是教会他所安排的活动，对我们的孩子是有帮助的。
But we have to think that the activities planned out by church is very useful to our children.
所以我们安排他们活动的时候，一定要考虑到教会的这个相关的训练。
So when we are arranging their activities, we have to consider the system of the church.
那我们的孩子可以在这个学习过程当中能够得到完整的训练，能够装备他们自己。
That they can go through this training at church and to equip themselves.
这就是以神为中心的生活。
This is to focus on God-centered life.
这个就是神，你看拯救百姓之后，跟他们说，你们现在要以这一新的那个计算时间的方法了。
This is likened to when God redeemed the Israelites. He told them that they have a new beginning of their life.
然后跟他们说哪一天要做什么事。
And to tell them what they have to do at a certain day.
所以今天我们如果能够真的相信神所讲的话。
So today, if we truly believe in the words of God.
我们照着这样做。
If we do accordingly.
真的就是一个新的生命。
It is like a new life.
我们跟这个世界是有所分别的。
That we are very different from what happened to the world.
我们看重孩子的不会是说他要得到多少世界上的这些才艺。
That we will not place so much emphasis on what the child can gain from the world.
而是他们能够在神的道里面得到多少造就，他们将来可以把信仰持守住。
But it is how they would gain much from the church and from God that it will keep their faith in the future.
让孩子他们可以看重在神家里面的活动。
That the child emphasize greatly on the activities that happen in church.
能够注重神所讲的话。
They can place emphasis on God's word.
所以出埃及记十二章里面，那神跟他们说，你们现在要预备羊羔。
So in Exodus, God told them that they have to prepare the lamb.
那这个羊羔呢？他说他有指定是不可以有残疾。然后要一岁，他年纪他都指定好。
This lamb is very specific in being no blemish and a male of the first year.
那为了要让他没有残疾，要确定没有残疾，说要准备四天的日子来观察他。
So to make sure that the lamb is without blemish, they have to keep it for 4 days to observe.
哦，所以你看每一家说准备好一只羊羔哈，然后跟他一起生活四天呢。
So every household have to prepare a lamb and live with the lamb for 4 days.
如果想一想，如果今天我们如果把这个动物养的养久了，就感情就下不了手了。
Many of us, if we have a pet or animal with us for a while, we have a lot of emotions.
但是这个时候，你看神要他们说，你把它留着四天，要观察它到底有没有真的合乎标准。
And the Lord specifically told them to keep this lamb for 4 days to make sure it has without blemish.
因为重要的是这一只羊羔。他要为了人的存活牺牲的。
And this lamb has to be sacrificed for the sake of man.
最后要取他的血涂在门框门楣上。
And finally, to drain the blood of the lamb and smear it on the doorpost.
那个时候其实神已经在第十二节已经讲他为什么要他们这样做的原因了。
And God has already told them the reason why He wanted them to do this in chapter 12.
因为这个血要成为一个记号。
Because the blood will be a mark.
当十二节说那一个晚上我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是主神。
Because the Lord told them that He will come and kill the firstborn, but except the ones that He will spare will have blood on the lamppost.
就是说神要败坏埃及一切的神呢。
And God is going to destroy the gods of Egypt.
要击杀这些埃及的这个投生的人或牲畜。
And he has to kill the firstborn of the Egyptian.
因为当时候埃及人他们把法老当神在拜了。
Because the Egyptian considered Pharaoh as God and worshiping him.
神要败坏，其实神已经用九个神迹败坏埃及人他们一般认定的所谓的神。
God is using 10 plagues to defeat the gods of Egypt that they worship.
这一次神他说要去巡行埃及全地。
In this time, he is going to seek to destroy the land of Egypt.
可是第十三节说，如果有血在所住的房屋上做记号的啊，他说我就越过去。
Verse 13 says that if there is blood on the doorpost, he will pass.
那这个灾殃啊，这个长子被击杀，这个灾殃就不临到你们身上了。
So that he will spare the killing of the firstborn to this family.
所以要杀这只羊，符合规定的羊羔，涂血做记号，在里面的人就得平安。
So the method is to kill the lamb to drain the blood and have the blood on the doorpost, and the whole family will be safe.
所以现在他们能不能存活的关键就是他们有没有准备好这一只没有残疾的一岁公羊羔，按时候把它宰了之后把血涂上去。
So the critical moment is whether or not they would keep this lamb and kill it and follow according to what God has commanded them.
他们愿意听的人，他们就会把这个血的记号放上去了。
Those who are willing to listen will act out to smear the blood on the doorpost.
在那个时候，在埃及出埃及记的十二章，这个时候哈，应该没有以色列百姓有任何一个人没有照着做，应该每个人都照着做了。
So at that time, most of the Israelites will follow, and no one was not following.
因为到了第十三节哈
，verse 13，
十四章，出埃及十四章。
In Exodus chapter 14,
他特别提到说哈
，it was mentioned，
就是神的百姓全部都出去了啊，第十三章了哈。
Chapter 13，
就是神的百姓一个都没有留下来，每一个都走了。
So the people had left, and none of them were left behind.
哦，他们甚至把约瑟的骸骨都一同带出去了。
They even took the bones of Joseph with them.
哦，在日子满足的那个时候，神把所有的属亚伯拉罕后代的这些人全带走。
So God took all the descendants of Abraham with him.
哦，那是其实在第十二章的第四十一节哈。
It was in chapter 12, verse 41.
他说满四百三十年那一天，神的军队从埃及地就出来了。
It came to pass at the end of the 430 years, the whole armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
那表示其实神的百姓每一个人都照吩咐哦，就把这个羔羊宰了，把血就涂上去。
So it shows that every one of the children of Israel follow and listen to put the to smear the blood on the doorpost.
那在屋子里面的所有的人都得到保守，都没有死。
And all of them in that particular household that follows are safe.
所以愿意能够在这个听神的这个吩咐聚在一起，在那里执行命令，每一个人都活了，不管他是谁啊。
So those who kept the command and follow were all safe, no matter who they are.
这个逾越节的这只羊羔所预表的就是耶稣基督。
So the lamb that was being slaughtered represent Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他今天为我们的罪流血被杀。
Lord Jesus shed his blood and being killed for us.
那我们才可以得到自由。
So that we can gain freedom.
我们才可以有一个新的生命。
That we can have a new life.
我们也可以真的享受神接下去所应许给的。
And we can continue to enjoy the promise of God.
然后这就把我们从这个世界分别出来了。
And that is to differentiate us from the world.
哦，所以哥林多前书第五章啊。
First Corinthians.
请看哥林多前书第五章。
Chapter five.
哥林多前书第五章。
First Corinthians chapter five.
我们在基督里面成为一个新的团体。
In Christ, we became a new body.
我们看第七节。
Verse seven.
哥林多前书五章第七节
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7
你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羊羔耶稣基督已经被杀献祭了。
Therefore pluck out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened, for indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
所以你看他这里特别提到说主耶稣基督就是这个逾越节的羊羔。
So it was mentioned that Lord Jesus is the Passover lamb.
他被杀之后流出他的宝血。
He was killed and his blood was shed.
那这个宝血成为得生命的记号了。
This precious blood became a symbol of a new life.
好，所以今天我们依靠耶稣基督。
Today when we rely on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们 不管是哪一个民族愿意相信的
，No matter which group or which tribe we belong to, as long as we believe，
我们都能够得到生命
，That we can gain this new life，
我们可以享受神应许的一切福气
，We can enjoy these blessings that follows，
能够脱离罪恶的辖制
，We can be separated from the snare of sin，
我们可以克制我们自己 的这个肉体的情欲
，We can overcome our own temptation，
我们可以过一个新的生命
，We can live a new life，
然后成为圣洁，可以跟神亲近。
To be sanctified and to draw closer to God.
所以主耶稣基督哦，他真的就是，你看，他是这一只神所预备的羊羔啊。
The Lord Jesus was a lamb prepared by God.
逾越节他所呈现出来的意义是，这个神的救恩是有所准备，是按照神的计划在进行的。
So the Passover had a meaning that it was all planned according to God.
那当时候，你看百姓他们。照神的吩咐每个人都这样做。
So the people of Israel follow and do according to what God commands.
他们真的当埃及人都在哭嚎的时候，这个神的选民的家都平安了。
So when the Egyptians were wailing because of death, all the family of the household of Israel were safe.
这是一个很大的拯救。
This is a very great deliverance.
这个救赎让他们真的离开那个法老王的手掌。
This redemption had made them they have come out of the control of the Pharaoh.
所以今天我们其实是靠着耶稣的宝血得到新生命了。
So today we rely on the blood of Jesus to attain a new life.
那主耶稣基督他为我们牺牲。
The Lord Jesus has sacrificed for us.
他还不是只有这样子。
Not only that.
他要把他的肉给我们吃，给我们得到新生命。
He offered his body for us to eat to gain a new life.
所以在出埃及记十二章里面，他这里讲到这个逾越节，那天晚上要吃羔羊的肉。
So in Exodus chapter 12, it mentioned that they have to consume the flesh of the lamb.
我们现在看出埃及记十二章的第八节。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 12, verse 8.
十二章第八节。
Chapter 12, verse 8.
那这个就是说，当夜要吃羊羔的肉。用火烤了，以无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
And they eat the flesh at the night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread.
第九节说不可以吃生的哦，但不可以用水吃水煮的啊，要带着头腿五脏用火烤了吃。
Do not eat it raw, nor boil at all with water, but roast in fire.
第十节说不可以剩下一点留到早晨，要若留到早晨就要用火烧了。
You should not let none of it remain until morning, and whatever remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire.
你看他们当时候百姓都要在黄昏的时候，其实黄昏的时候杀这个羊羔哈，后来按照这些圣经学者的查考呢，差不多在下午三点的时候。
So they have to do it at twilight, according to the research, around the time of 3 p.m.
那其实就是跟主耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候哈，是差不多时间的。下午三点。
Okay, so it's according to the ties in with the time of death of the Lord Jesus.
因为在黄昏的时候嘛，他们要杀羊哈，他们一定要有足够的时间去杀羊去准备，然后把这个所有应该要做的事情都弄好哦。
Because at that time they have time to prepare to kill the lamb and to do all the things that they're commanded to do.
因为当晚上来临的时候。
Because when the night falls,
那个巡行的天使就出来了。
The patrolling angel will come out.
神不会等你的了，不会等你说等一下，你先说出来等一下，我还没有做好。
The Lord will not wait for you.
对不对？天使他是不认人的，他是看有没有血的记号，你来不及做你就没命了嘛。
So the angel cannot recognize you particularly, and he was acting out.To his task to see if there's blood on the doorpost.
只有认血，没有认人的，要记住。
He recognized the blood on the doorpost, but he did not recognize the person.
在神采取行动之前，你还没有准备好，就死人了。
But if you do not act according to the appointed time, you will be killed.
但是神当时候已经给百姓，其实有足够的时间让他们准备的。
The Lord has given them ample time to prepare.
所以你看，这个就是神他设想非常周到。
Lord had planned it very intelligently.
要让他们把羊羔杀了之后，吐血之后，准备这个羊肉。
So that they will drain the blood, smear on the doorpost, and then have time to roast the lamb.
要烤一只羊，整只去烤，要烤很久的。
To roast the whole lamb takes a long time.
小弟去阿根廷的时候，就看他们怎么烤，烤乳猪，烤羊肉。
When I was in Argentina, I witnessed how they roast the pork and roast a lamb.
他们那个整只羊要烤，要花起码要八九个小时。
In order to roast the whole lamb, it takes about 8 hours.
当然看要怎样烤了哈。
So I can see how they roast it.
但是真的是要整只去烤，要一段时间，而且很有技巧的。
To roast the whole lamb, takes a long time, and there should be a technique to do it.
那这个时候，你看他们大家一起吃这个羊羔羊肉。
So they all gather together to consume the lamb.
那这个是预表耶稣基督的。
This represents the Lord Jesus.
他说用火烤了，表示你看主耶稣他为我们被杀以前，他是真的是经过了这些煎熬啊，人间最大的耻辱跟苦难。
So it prefigures how being roasted means when the Lord Jesus, before he was sacrificed, he had to go through a lot of sufferings of insult and mockery.
所以主耶稣他把他的生命舍了之后，他要把他的肉给我们吃哦。
When the Lord Jesus gave himself up.He offer his flesh to us.
那这里他特别提到说，只能够不能够吃生的，不能够用吃水煮的哈。
Here it says, do not eat it raw, nor boil at all with water.
因为要用水煮的话，通常都要把它切成一块一块的嘛。
Because if you have to boil it, you have to cut it into pieces.
你没办法整只下去煮啊。
You cannot boil the whole thing.
但是主耶稣基督他按着。圣经里面的预言呢，他连一根骨头都不可以折断。
So according to the prophecies of the Bible, the Lord Jesus has his whole body intact, that none of his bones were broken.
哦，这个是有救恩的预表。
And this is to represent salvation.
当时候百姓他们也不知道为什么要这样做哦。
The people at that time do not know why it was this case.
只是神这样说，他们就这样执行哦。
They just do according to what God told them.
好，再吃羊羔的肉。然后他说要跟无酵饼跟苦菜同吃。
So when they are consuming the flesh, they eat it together with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
所以你看他们当时候，其实因为时间紧迫，他们也没有时间去等那个面发起来。
So because of time that was pressing, they did not spend time waiting for the unleavened bread to raise.
其实接下去马上他们就要出埃及了。
Because immediately after that, they have to leave Egypt.
所以神特别说要吃无酵饼，就是接下去他们要过无酵节，他们当中不可以再有酵。
Because they have to take the unleavened bread right after, they have to keep the unleavened feast.
所以无酵饼吃无酵饼，其实表示他们在神面前接下去要能够成为圣洁。
To take unleavened bread means that in the presence of God, they have to be holy and sanctified.
因为他们接下去要成为神的选民。
Because right after that, they will become the chosen people of God.
他们不再法老的这个控制底下了。
They're no longer under the control of Pharaoh.
神是圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
所以神的选民要成为圣洁。
So the people of God has to be holy.
那它是代表的意思就是吃无酵饼。
So to represent that meaning means to take unleavened bread.
在圣经里面所讲的这个酵，基本上都是跟罪有关系。
The Bible often mentions unleavened bread has to do with sin.
所以我们就看到哥林多前书五章，刚才我们所读过的，他就说我们接下去就是吃圣洁没有瑕疵的无酵饼了。
So we have read just now in Corinthians chapter 5 that it says we have to take unleavened bread.
所以你看他领受吃的羔羊的肉的时候，就是跟无酵饼同吃。
So when they take the flesh of the lamb, they have to take it together with unleavened bread.
我们今天得到主耶稣的新的生命啊。
Today we attain the new life in Christ.
一定是跟这个圣洁有关系的。
It has to do a lot with sanctification and holiness.
所以吃无酵饼表示说，我们接下去真的是要过一个圣洁的生活。
To take the unleavened bread represents that the next step in our life has to lead a holy life.
我们要接近神的圣洁。
That we have to draw close to God's holiness.
所以我们能够享受神应许的一切。
That we can enjoy the promise that follows.
没有圣洁的人不能见神呢。
Those without holiness will not be able to see God.
所以我们要能够顺服神的命令。他说吃无酵饼之后，要把接下去的那个家里的所有的酵都把它除尽。
To follow God's commandments means to get rid of everything in the house that's leavened.
让我们在生活当中追求这样的完全的圣洁。
That we can pursue this perfection in our life.
然后呢，他说接下去要跟还有苦菜。
And then we have to eat it with bitter herbs.
苦菜我们都知道，这个苦大家一般人不喜欢。
We know a lot of people do not like bitter.
但是苦菜所代表的意思就是苦难啊。
Bitter herbs represent suffering.
所以我们今天在基督里面。
So today in Christ.
我们被救赎以后啊。
After we're being redeemed.
我们要追求圣洁。
We have to pursue for holiness.
同时我们要准备在基督里面为耶稣的缘故可能会受苦。
At the same time, we have to prepare ourselves that we will suffer for Christ.
就好像今天吃无酵饼，今天吃苦菜一样。
So today, just like we take the unleavened bread and we take the bitter herbs.
我们要跟罪恶断绝，基本上是要受苦的。
To draw a separation from sin means that we have to suffer.
我们为了耶稣基督的缘故，可能会被人家厌弃的。
For the purpose of with Christ, we will be despised and forsaken by people.
人家可能会嘲笑我们的。
People will mock us.
但这个时候，这样的苦，我们能不能忍受下来
？But can we endure such suffering?
我们今天为了要信主、跟从耶稣，我们可能家人不谅解。
Today, in order to believe in Christ and follow Him, we might not seek the approval or understanding from our own family.
我们的生活作息，我们安排活动的方法，可能都跟我们周遭的人不同了。
Our lifestyle and the way we prioritize things will might be different from other people around us.
那其实这个就是本来就是应该这样的。
But it should be like this.
因为我们不跟世界做朋友，世界就讨厌我们。
Because if we do not befriend the world will hate us.
主耶稣说，他们不认识我，就不会接受你们。
The Lord Jesus said, if they do not recognize me or know me, they will not accept you.
所以我们跟从主的人一定要有这个准备，是要受苦的。
So for those who wants to follow Christ, we have to prepare that we will suffer.
这就是吃苦菜啊。
This is just like taking the bitter herbs.
但是吃苦菜吃下去，就是像吃补一样，就有力气了。
But after you take the bitter herbs, just like you will realize that you have strength.
你看，如果从营养学角度来看，其实这个是标准的。
From a nutrition viewpoint, this is accurate.
最好的啦。
Oh, this is the best.
你看，吃羊肉。
When you eat the lamb.
吃无酵饼。
When you take unleavened bread.
吃苦菜。
And you eat bitter herbs.
我们生命要有的这些营养素全部都有了。
All the nutrients that we want, it's all contained in this feast.
真的，那个是很有力的哦。
And these give us strength.
有能量了哈。
It gives you energy.
又可以长肌肉了。
And you can
grow muscle. 我们今天所需要这些微量元素，所有的什么维生素，通通有。
All the nutrients and minerals, we have it all.
所以吃苦菜真的是像吃补一样。
So taking bitter herbs is like taking supplements.
因为神给他们吃了这一个晚餐之后，接下去他们就要走路了。
Because after taking consuming these, they will start to walk.
所以他们已经有准备说，接下去他们可能会碰到苦难哦。
So they have preparation that they will face suffering.
你看接下去神在第十一节跟他们说。
So in verse 11, God tells them.
吃羊羔要腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是神的。
And when you eat it, you shall with a belt on your waist, a sandals on your feet, and staff in your hand.
你就看到说他们在吃这个晚餐的时候，他们是准备要上路的样子啊。
We can see that while they consume the feast, they are prepared to be on a journey.
神吩咐他们要这样做。
God instructed them to do so.
因为其实他们不知道接下去会发生什么事情哦。
They do not know what is going to happen later on.
我们现在看他们。以前的记录就知道说，哦，他们等一下要出去，要走路嘛，哈，要被赶走了。
But we know that later on they will be cast out, then they will start walking.
可是当时候的百姓，他们不知道下一个小时要做什么，要发生什么事情啊。
But the people at that time do not know what is going to happen in the next step.
他们现在只能够听神说，神这样说，他们就这样做。
They only listen to what God instructed them and they do so.
等到这个命令一出现的时候，他们马上就可以出去了。
And when the instructions are, when they have been given the instruction, immediately they will start to leave.
哦，所以这个就是百姓他们当时候听神命令的一个非常美好的一个典范。
And this is an exemplary of at that time where the people of Israel listened to God.
这是神下的命令。
This is the instructions being commanded by God.
就是这样准备。
This is how they prepare
themselves. 接下去就要走了。
Because the next step, you will start your journey.
真的，他们当天晚上就这样吃逾越节晚餐。
So at that night, they all consumed the Passover feast.
到了半夜的时候。
In the midnight.
就开始到处听到哀嚎的声音了。
And during the midnight, they heard cries and wailing among them.
你看， 就在第二十四节，我们现在看第二十一节就好。
Look at verse 21.
刚才我们所看的那个是神吩咐的话嘛，哈。
We just read God's words.
二十一节，于是摩西召了以色列众长老来，对他们说：“你们要这样做。”
So verse 21, Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them.
第二十四节说
，Verse 24,
这例你们要守着，作为你们和你们子孙永远的定例。
And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever.
二十五，日后你们到了神按着所应许赐给你们的那地，就要守这礼仪。
It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as He promised that you shall keep His service.
二十六节说，以后你们儿女问你说，这礼什么意思
？And it shall be when your children say to you, "What do you mean by this service?"
二十七节就你们就这样说，这是献给神逾越节的祭。当以色列在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家，于是百姓低头下拜。
Verse 27, that you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our household.
28节，神怎样吩咐摩西、亚伦，以色列人就怎样行。
So the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did.
这里特别，神特别强调说是要做永远的定例了。
God emphasized that this will be a permanent mark.
以后的人会问说为什么这样做？
People will ask why is this being done?
就是这就是献给神逾越节的祭。
This is a seal that is being offered to God in, during Passover.
这是一个 sacrifice.
This is a sacrifice.
所以这个是献给神的哦。
This is a sacrifice to God.
那表示说现在神的吩咐我要这样照着去做，这是献给神的。
So God commanded, and they did according. So this is to sacrifice to God.
No, 那这个当时候百姓听完之后，他说低头下拜，他们说阿门。
The children of Israel, after they listened, they worshipped the Lord.
他们就完全照神的吩咐做了。
And bowed their heads, and they did according.
我们看出埃及记里面这里这个逾越节的条例啊。
We see the regulations in during the Passover.
他们做的非常的完美。
They did it completely.
第二十九节说，半夜的时候，就开始出去，神就出去击杀长子了。
So it came to pass at midnight, the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
第三十节是说，在埃及大有哀嚎，无一家不死一个人的啦。
So there were constant crying in the whole land of Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead.
但是神的选民都平安。
But all the chosen people of God were safe.
你看，所以这个逾越节是这么样的关键。
So this is how critical the Passover feast is.
当时候神跟百姓吩咐说，在他们要起行以前，在旷野旅程开始之前，要再守一次逾越节。
So this is when the before they begin their journey in the wilderness, once again they have to keep this Passover.
这个逾越节就标志了他们现在按着神的军队要起行前进的时候的开头。
This is the beginning of their journey, when they were about to begin.
所以民数记第九章啊。
Numbers chapter 9.
你看这个守逾越节。
And this keeping of the Passover.
接下去第十章他们就要开始走了。
And in chapter 10, immediately they have to start their journey.
他们所有的准备功夫已经大部分要完成了。
All the work that was carried out has been completed.
在旅程之前先守逾越节。
So before they begin their journey, they
想想神对他们的救赎
to ponder on God's deliverance.
想想神要求的圣洁完全
to reflect God's God's requirements of their holiness.
要吃逾越节，其实在出埃及记里面跟利未记里面有更详细的记录的，我们没有时间一一述说。
The more detailed recordings in Exodus, we have no time to cover.
他们一定要保持。洁净
，But they have to keep themselves pure.
所以要吃逾越节之前，他们一定要洁净自己的。
So before they partake the Passover feast, they have to cleanse themselves.
到了在西乃山下，神已经颁布给他们的这些律典章，就是要怎么洁净每一个人都有一个规定了。神已经吩咐好的。
At the foot of Mount Sinai, God has instructed them how all these regulations and ordinances for them to keep.
所以百姓呢，他们就这样照着做了。
So the Israelites kept and followed according.
好，现在看回来民数记第九章。
Look back at Numbers chapter 9.
第九章第六节。
Verse 6.
现在有几个人啊，他们因为死尸而不洁净，不能够在那日守逾越节。
Now there are certain men who were defiled by the human corpse, so that they could not keep the Passover.
因为他们如果不洁净，就不可以吃这个逾越节，不可以吃祭肉。
Because if they're not clean, they cannot partake the Passover feast.
那他们不能够领逾越节，说那怎么办呢？
So what do they do?
第七节啊，他们就跑去找摩西亚伦了。
They went to seek after Moses and Aaron.
我们虽然因为死尸不洁净，为何就被阻止不可以同以色列人在所定的日期献神的供物呢？
We became defiled by a human corpse. Why are we kept from presenting the offering of God at its appointed time?
我们就看到说这几个人他们很在意神所讲的这个命令。
These people pay very high particular attention to God's command.
他们希望能够守逾越节的。
They want to be able to keep the Passover feast.
可是他们因为这个接触到这个尸体的缘故，不洁净、不合格、不可以守。
But because of some reason, they were defiled by human corpse, and they are not able to keep the Passover.
这几个人没有说，那算了，我下次再守。
And it did not record that they just thought, "I'll keep it the next time."
因为反正明年还有嘛。
Because it will happen again next year.
他没有说等明年呢。
They did not wait until next year.
他现在马上的去跟找摩西亚伦说，哎，那这样子怎么办呢？我们不熟。他们觉得说被排除在这个百姓的这个节期之外，是一个很大的损失。
They immediately seek after Moses and Aaron because they felt it was such a great loss that they did not get to keep it.
照理说这个日期是不能改的啊。
We know that they cannot change the Passover date.
好了，现在摩西也不知道为什么要怎么办呢？
Moses does not know what to do with them.
所以第八节，摩西跟他们说：“你们暂且等候啊，我可以去听神指的你们是怎么吩咐的。”
Moses said to them, "Stand still, that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you, you lot."
第十节就是神的吩咐了。
Verse 10, this is the command of God.
他说：“你们跟你们后代当中，若是有人因为死尸不洁净，或在远方行路，还要向神守逾越节。”
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, "If any one of you and your potestary is unclean because of a corpse, or is far away on a journey, he may still keep the Lord's Passover."
那表示说，现在还有一个情况，有可能在这一天刚好有人在走路，不能够进到那个屋子里面去守节的时候。
It could happen that someone was still on a journey at that day, when he entered into the house.
那第十一节说，那就在二月十四号黄昏的时候守。
So on the 14th day of the second month at twilight, they may keep it.
哦啊，这个方法都跟那个逾越节应该有条例一样啊。
And this is in accordance to the previous Passover.
那我们就看到说，哎，这次神特别的说，可以把这个日期改成二月十四号。
And we can see how God changes this time to the 14th day of the second month.
延迟一个月。
He extended it for a month.
目的就是要让这些人都可以合乎神的要求，成为洁净，按着律法的规定洁净自己之后，再来守逾越节。
In order for them to clean themselves so that they are still able to keep the Passover.
哦，然后神给他们的时间是足够的，完全把自己按照律法的规定洁净起来。
God gave them ample time enough for them to cleanse themselves according to the regulations.
然后呢，要照原本的方法，一个都不能少，每一个都照着这样做，守逾越节。
And all of them still kept the same command and none of them has it's going to be any different.
所以我们就看到说，其实神他在这里所告诉我们的，他所在意的，并不是说是那个特定那个日子不能可以改。
Here it tells us that it is not the date that God placed so much emphasis on.
至少在这里，我们就看到日期被移后一个月。
But here we can see at least the date is being moved back to months.
但是这个日子所代表的意义跟他要求的规定不能够妥协。
But the regulations and the requirements that takes to keep this Passover cannot be changed.
神要的是人能够洁净。
God wanted men to clean themselves.
能够看重他的命令。
To place emphasis on his commands.
能够相信他的应许。
To believe in his promise.
那这个日期你可以改，如果这个时候不行，那就下一个月。
You can still change the date if the time does not permit.
但是没有减少，都是照规矩，该怎么做就怎么做。
But nothing is being taken away, and they still act according to God's command.
就看到神他所要求的，其实我们的这个心看重他的话。
God wanted to place emphasis on our heart that we place importance on His word.
所以其实神在这里特别指的这个逾越节的特例呢， 告诉我们说他真正要的是什么了。
So for this exception that God made is he wanted to tell us that what he truly requires of us.
神要求我们不是硬邦邦的这个律法的规条。
It is not the rigid system of the regulations.
他是要让我们看到律法这个要求当中所要的呈现的人的心意。
But under the law, what he requires of us is our heart.
愿意相信神的话。
That we're willing to listen to his word.
照他的要求去做。
To do according to his commands.
然后能够完成神的这个圣洁。
That to complete this holiness of him.
记住神的救赎。
To remember God's deliverance.
然后世世代代把这样一个精神把它传下去。
And to pass the spirit on to the next generation.
所以这个就是以后的定例。
And this is the future commandments.
所以我们就看到在历代志下的30章、35章，百姓他们在守逾越节的时候，就看到用同样的精神在持守了。
So this is where we see in Leviticus that the later
在历代志下，在 Second Chronicle.
Also, we see in the Second Chronicles that later on the future Israelites will pass this on to the next generation.
在历代志下30章，西西家当王的时候，他们曾经守过一次非常特殊的逾越节，也是时间被改过的。
Second Chronicles under the reign of King Hezekiah, the time has changed as well.
所以我们要看重神的话。
So we have to place importance on God's word.
好了，现在第十三节哈。
Verse 13.
他现在讲了另外一批人哦。
He mentioned another group of people.
他说那洁净而不行路的人，就是他没有理由是不能遵守的，却推迟不守逾越节。那人要从民间剪除，因为他在所定的日期不献神的供物，应当担当他的罪。
But the man who is clean and is not on a journey and ceases to keep the Passover, that same person shall be cut off from among his people because he did not bring the offering of the Lord at its appointed time. The man shall bear his sin.
你看，这里就是表示有些人他藐视神的命令。
Some people look down on God's command.
他不在意神的救赎。
They do not place emphasis on God's salvation.
这些人要从民间剪除。
These people shall be cut off from the people.
今天如果从救恩的角度看呢？
Today, from the salvation perspective,
我们什么时候是在吃逾越节晚餐呢
？When do we partake the feast of the Passover？
就是在我们领圣餐的时候。
It is the time when we observe the Holy Communion.
我们领圣餐的时候，在思想主耶稣的救赎。
When we receive the Holy Communion, we ponder on God's salvation.
我们在立志要能够追求神的圣洁。
We have to determine to strive to pursue holiness and sanctification.
我们也在立志要过一个奉献的生活，能够。跟主一起同受苦难，来扩张神的境界。
Resolve to live a life of God-centered and
去能够真的去传福音的工作了。
And to carry out the work of evangelizing.
愿意跟主耶稣一起受苦，为福音受苦。
To willing to suffer for the sake of gospel and with Christ.
除了灵恩会在领圣餐的时候会讲到这些道理之外，我们什么时候会去想这些事呢
？Other than pondering on these matters、
啊、
during Holy Communion, during spiritual convocation, what are the times do we ponder upon？
这是为什么我们教会在每次灵恩布道会的时候都一直在强调我们弟兄姐妹要准备心，要来领受圣餐。
This is why we emphasize so much on preparing your heart for each of the Holy Communion during the spiritual meeting。
我们不可以把神的命令把它当作没有关系的。
We should not just treat God's command as just very casual, something that's very casual.
这次我不能领，我下次再领再说就好了、啊。
We have this mentality that if we fail to partake, we'll do it the next time.
但是其实神要的是我们有没有看重他的命令，他的要求。
But God wanted us to see how much emphasis and importance we place on His commands.
哦，所以我们一定要能够看重神所吩咐的。
So we have to place high importance on what he commands.
神要我们去纪念他的救赎。
He wants us to remember his salvation.
他要让我们要能够下那个真的用努力来追求了。
And he wants us to strive forth to pursue after these things.
记住他的救赎之后，才有办法把它传给下一代啊。
To remember his redemption and deliverance, so that we can pass on to the next generation.
好，所以我们看到这里。神特别这样子很严厉的说了。
That is why God is very strict in this.
那当然，我们现在会发现说，其实神在新约时代所告诉我们的，他要我们的是我们有心去遵守他，不是说我们人来到这里而已。
So today in the New Testament, God emphasized so much on the heart that we have to keep His commandments and not just being physically here.
所以其实我们领圣餐，如果每一个人都有准备来到这里 我们就会思想主耶稣的救赎，真的会同心呢。
For those who prepare ourselves, and when we come here and partake the Holy Communion, we can feel that we're all in one accord.
所以你看他们守完了逾越节以后哈。
So after they kept the Passover,
每个人都这样做了，都尊重神呢。
Everyone did accordingly and placed emphasis on God.
接下去这个云彩升起又降下，这个每一个动作都一致了。
And the pillar of cloud was raised up. All this movement are in one accord.
他们就听这个号角的声音，每一个人的每一个支派每一营都非常有秩序的跟着前进了。
When they hear the trumpet sound, everyone is advancing in order.
他们是何等的顺服。
They have the perfect absolute submission.
那这个就是你看神的百姓，神的军队。
And this is considered the army and the chosen people of God.
因为众人都一起看重神的吩咐。
Because everyone places so much importance on God's command.
愿你接受神的引导。
They're willing to be guided by God.
福气就在他们当中，神就与他们同在。
Blessings will be upon them, and God's promise will be with them.
愿我们都能够这样子。
May we all learn in the same way.
能够遵神的吩咐而行。
That we can submit to Him and do accordingly.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
442首。
442.